Well, boys and girls, moms and dads, children of all ages, we have Fish and Frank in the chair here, and another radio fishing about to undertake its way. We've got Captain Mike Fitzcharles here, and we have Claudine Fitzcharles. And they've been out on the water enjoying some of our, let's say, having wildlife experiences yesterday on the water. Hey, Mike?
That'd be quite true.
Hi, Claudine.
Hi.
How you doing? I kind of ambushed Claudine. Called her up and says, hey, can we do a radio fishing? So, anyway, you guys decided to go fishing yesterday. Where'd you guys head off to?
We started out just by the 75 bridge in the cut, trying to catch a few, see if there's any redfish or snook in there, or mangrove snappers, and all we found was catfish, and it was a catfish day without a catfish grabber.
So Claudine, who caught the most catfish?
I'd say Mike.
Mike?
I did my share, but Mike, I'd say.
So how were you guys fishing? Sinkers, bottom, top?
Pretty much on the bottom all the time with slip sinker.
What were you using for bait?
Shrimp.
Just trying to get it up close to the mangroves and see what we could find up there. But most of all the fish were out in a little ways out in the holes.
Okay.
It was low tide when we were there, too.
Yeah, dead low tide.
So you put in some time up by 75, and I'm assuming it was redfish or black drum you were looking for.
Pretty much.
And
that, I must tell you, though, that's where Claudine caught a catfish with her foot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that started our day out right there.
No, it wasn't there. It was out by the hole.
We were by 75, and then where did you go?
We were heading down to 41 Bridge because, all day we thought we were couldn't get out to the holes in the middle of the harbor because it was supposed to be blowing pretty good. And when we got down to 41 Bridge, I was thinking about stopping there to fish for some whiting or whatever to be around there. Maybe I heard there might be mackerel down there. And we got on the other side of 41 Bridge, south side of it, and water looked great. So we just kept right on going. We went right out to the center hole and had no problem whatsoever. Anchored up, threw out a chum bag, and from there on it was fishing the rest of the day.
So what were you using for bait?
We're using frozen thread fins on the bottom mostly.
Okay.
And shrimp.
We had
mostly
five poles out.
Yeah.
All right. So you get there, you anchor up, get your chum bag out, get your lines out. What's the first fish hit?
Probably catfish.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Kitty.
This is where
they
Claudine
followed you.
Yeah, this is where Claudine caught it with her foot.
Yes, it caught me.
Yeah, it came loose off the hook before I could get back there. Fell down, one spine went through the top of her
flip-flop,
through the webbing, and into the top of her foot.
Now, there's an appropriate dance you have to do when this happens.
She was doing that.
On one foot, you kind of hop, and there's some type of Irish music starts playing in the background.
Definitely.
And
I
then
was doing some singing to it.
Now, I'm assuming you were speaking French at the moment.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting there.
So you're on one foot, you get your foot up, the catfish is hanging off your foot.
Yep.
I reached down with a towel and grabbed a hold of it. First time I pulled on it, it wouldn't come. And
it was in deep. It's been deep. My foot's swollen.
I pulled her again, and it came out that time. Still stuck to the flip-flop, but it came out.
Ooh, that was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still swollen.
So
it's oozing.
Now, what I do, Claudine, when I get catfish stings or any type of fish sting, take hydrogen peroxide and pour it on the thing and get it all good and bubbly, and then take a little bit of Clorox bleach and just put a little, few drops of Clorox bleach on it.
Really?
Yeah, the problem is the marine bacteria is kind of like me. It really likes alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems to give it a buzz. It doesn't seem to affect it one way or the other. But bleach will kill it. The doctors will tell you it's really bad to put, you know, bleach into your blood system. But if over years of, you know, when I was a commercial fisherman, when we'd get done hauling a bunch of fish and you're all got, you know, stucks and pokes and stuff, we would just wash our hands in it. We had a big pan with bleach in it, and we would just wash up in that and then rinse off. But bleach feels exactly like water when you put it on. It does not burn like alcohol. But I am absolutely telling you never, ever to do that, because putting bleach on a cut is against doctor's orders. But it will kill all the bacteria. So
I'll have to not, I'll have to not try it.
Yes. Don't try that almost as soon as you can. Okay. Don't try that almost as soon as you can. So isn't that ridiculous? But I've talked to doctors about it, but they say no, it's bad. But it does, it's the only thing I know of that actually helps that.
Well, that little bit's not gonna hurt you anyway.
No.
I wouldn't think.
Well, we were talking about drawing salve. You remember when it used to have drawing salve all the time? Do you hear about that anymore? No.
No. And they used to have stuff like that. That would kind of, you know,
pull the stuff out of there.
Well, it worked.
Yeah. Well, we were going to try bacon, too. I think bacon works on that, too.
I think bacon works on almost anything. So I would avoid the deep frying it, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah. Anyway, so you did the your Irish jig, and you finally got the catfish removed. Did you pet it nicely and toss it back in?
Actually, I cut the tail off of it and was going to use it to fish with.
Okay, you one-upped him, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, stick me your bait. Your bait now. I like that.
Yeah. You deserve it.
Yes. Yes, more things in life should be that way. So, anyway, you were still fishing. Now, what else did you catch?
Yeah, well, that's all we caught was we got a dozen.
Well, no, we caught 12 shark.
Yeah, we got 12 bonnet heads.
Now, wait a minute. That's all we caught, but we got... Okay, Mike. Captain Mike, this is not that intimidating here, Mike.
Yeah.
You've been on this before.
Right.
Now, I expected Claudine to be the shy one. Now, Claudine, what did you catch yesterday?
Yeah. We caught 12 shark bonnet head. Small, maybe three foot.
Well, yeah, but 2-3 foot's actually a good sized bonnet.
Yeah, they were all they were all big. I think there were male and female both, and I think, you know, maybe they're out there spawning or breeding or
they've been there for weeks and weeks. They just like it there.
Yeah. Well, we didn't catch anything small. No small bonnet heads like usual.
Yeah, those are all adults. So, you know, adults, anything once you get in at 2-2.5 foot, those are all full-sized adults. Yeah. I think they only get around 4.
Yeah.
So, you know, but that, yeah, what were you, what kind of bait were they hitting?
They started out hitting
both shrimp and bait fish we put on.
Yeah, the thread fins, the frozen thread fins. At first, they were taking the thread fins off the bottom, real picking them up and real aggressive with them, no problem hooking them. Later on, they would run with them, but weren't really messing with them too much, but we were catching all the good sized ones on just shrimp on the bottom.
Well, that's why I was curious, because traditionally I have caught a couple on bait fish, but shrimp is always the best bait for the bonnet sharks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shovel nose sharks.
Yeah.
Catching shovel nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're, but isn't it really cool? Did you get into holding them behind the head, Claudine, and releasing them and doing all that?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we had fun. It was a lot of fun doing that.
Well, that was while she was dodging bees. That was the other part of our adventure
that was
we had.
We had
out
such
there.
A fun day yesterday.
Okay, now wait a minute. What is it? You had catfish, you had sharks, and now you have insects?
Yeah.
Yes. We just anchored out there, and we saw these love bugs, Mike said first, and then I said, yeah, and then I said, oh, something's buzzing around me, and we look, and there's like 5 bees, and I said, oh, great. And all of a sudden, a whole swarm, it covered the, started covering the bimini top, of the boat.
They were covering the Bimini tops?
Yeah. I took pictures. I'll send you a picture of one.
Yeah, send some pictures. I'll put it on the website next to this post, you know.
Yeah, it was amazing. And they just hovered there and just stayed there the whole time we were fishing. I don't know where they came from, what they were doing, but...
Well, I've had, at the house, I've had a real problem with the bees over the years, and it sounds like the same type of bee, where they just show up and they swarm like crazy. They don't bother you.
No, no, that's what, you know, I kept telling her, I said, just go.
Well, I kept on
just
landing,
go
I
fish.
Did it in my hair and behind my sunglasses.
But now that one would annoy me. I would be, I would be swatting and, okay, you know, I'm sorry, you go in my sunglasses mean you got a problem.
It was annoying.
The bees were mostly on the front of the boat because the wind was blowing from that direction, and they were all over the place flying around there. In the back of the boat, we had love bugs, so you know we were.
So it was a segregation thing.
This is like
okay, all the the love bugs on the front, bees to the back of the boat. You know,
and I'm hobbling on one foot. So we had fun though.
So you've got the front of the boat covered in love bugs, the back of the boat covered in bees. You're catching sharks and hopping on one foot.
Yeah, that pretty much covers it. Yeah.
Good flight right there.
Yeah, we got out there about, what was it, about 1:30, I think, 1 or 1:30, and we stayed until 5:30, and we had a good time.
Well, that's really cool.
Didn't bring anything home, so Mike didn't have to clean anything when we got home.
I would have thought you would have kept at least one bonnet.
They're not bad when they're clean. They're good eating.
They're not as good as the black tips or the sharp nose, but they're good.
Yeah. We had one not too long ago, and it, you know, they are good, but they're...
I don't really like them, but not that.
He doesn't like cleaning them.
Well, they're easy to clean. They're about the easiest thing there is to clean.
Yeah, once you gut them and then take the fins off, cut down the back, and cut the fillets off, they're easier to me than a redfish.
Oh,
but
I
don't think they're as tasty.
No.
I'm not as thrilled with the flavor of the meat. It's not fishy taste.
No,
they've got a smell about them. I don't know if all sharks are that way, but it just that smell hangs in, even if you take the skin off. You know, I know
there are some people really love them, but it's kind of like right now, I think because I'm diabetic, I think peanut butter has become a big thing for me. And I was never all that crazy about it, but now I'm really into the peanut butter. But I could tell you, don't care at all about strawberry anymore.
Yeah.
I used to eat strawberries by the ton, and I just, nothing. Yeah. But it's kind of like that with the bonnets. If you either enjoy the flavor or you don't, there's nothing not edible about them, but it's if you enjoy it or not.
No, we had, like I said, we got out, we were in the middle hole out there, and there was two other boats on Saturday afternoon. That was unbelievable to me. You know, as many reports we've got as fish out there.
Right.
And then... those two boats pretty much left, and a couple other boats come in, and they were doing what you were talking about earlier. They were drifting through the holes and jigging and trying to pick stuff up off the bottom that way. We didn't see them catch anything, but...
A lot of people are trying for tarpon, and they're jigging and doing stuff. It works okay, but it's not as good as, you anchor up, throw your baits out.
Yeah. Well, that's... Claudine likes that, you know, with four poles going and always something going on.
Well, so how long were you out there in the hole? A couple hours?
4 hours.
4 hours. So now.
Yeah, 4 or 5.
But still, you know, that's a shark every 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Just enough to get over
exciting.
The one,
it was
and
fun.
Then the next one shows up, and they're a lot of fun, especially when you get one that's got a little bit of an attitude, and then you got to bring all the other lines in because he's going to tame everything.
Yeah. We didn't see.
And Mike could catch one in the back of the boat, and I was getting one in the front of the boat, so we're both going at the same time.
That's usually how it happened. One, we each have one on, or that's why they seem to come through like that.
Well, I mean, all in all, it sounds like, you caught fish, you had adventures, you got to interact with nature.
Yep.
It's the day we will never forget.
Yeah.
That's all pretty cool.
So, yeah, it was fun.
Well, anyway, a nice way to spend the day. And
it was a beautiful day out there. It really turned out to be nice.
It was surprising how cool it's gotten in the mornings now.
Yes.
A couple mornings ago, you walked out, you got hit by 80-some, you know, it's dark and it's 80-some degrees and the humidity's oppressive. And now you go out, it's like mid-spring, late fall.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's, yeah. It's the way it should be this time of year.
There's a cold front that just came through.
Oh, and it's wonderful.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing out there. So, well, anyway, anything else about the trip that was intriguing?
We saw bait fish down there. Some bait fish, some pods of bait fish. I saw one pod and maybe a mackerel hitting the top of the water. We kept looking for birds, or I did, and just didn't really see anything out there. Diving, you know.
Saw some big fish jumping there for a while. I don't know what it was.
Saw some rays jump a couple times. Looked like one got chased out of the water by something.
That's always cool.
He come up six, 7 foot in the air.
It's amazing what you can see when you're sitting out there in a boat, just kind of relaxing, and looking around, and all of a sudden this huge creature comes flying out of the water.
Yep. I've never seen that before, so that was cool. I've never seen them jump out of the water. I didn't even know they did.
No dolphins. We didn't see any dolphins at all. Saw some eagles, you know. Every once in a while, you pretty much can see them every day if you look for them. But, you know,
walk out the back door to the store and look on the radio tower antenna over here. We got a pair that sit up there all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, Claudine's heading somewhere.
In a hurry.
It sounded like you were on your Harley.
That was a motorcycle that won't bite. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right. We just thought you decided, you know, to get on the hog and take a ride.
Right.
I wish.
So, anyway, well, I guess that's about it. I'm just kind of curious. I heard you guys had a really interesting day.
It was.
One last question with the bees. Now, you had this swarm of bees that's literally covering the Bimini tops, and there was thousands upon thousands of bees on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
What happened when you left? Did they stay there the whole time? How did you get rid of them? Did they just leave?
No.
Some of them got off before we took off, but when we took off going fast, they just kind of hung on.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. So Mike told me to hit the top of it. So I started hitting the top, seeing that it would, and they'd pop off in clumps. And Mike had to move out of the way as he's
trying to
They just flying in the back of the boat in clumps and then going into the water. And I kept on hitting it and hitting it and hitting it until they were all gone.
Yeah, we didn't want to bring them back to your house.
No, I appreciate that. I finally got rid of all the beehives around the house. And that one I left there, but something happened to it and it died.
Yeah.
I said, okay, you know, if you want to live there, you live there. You're fine with me. But, the colony collapsed. Yeah. They all swarmed off. I mean, one day I had probably 5,000-6,000 bees around the back screen porch, and then they all left.
Wow.
And they were gone.
Huh.
Wow.
But they had been on there over a year. I had a roll of plastic they nested in, and they were in there.
Huh.
And then one day they came, a big, huge swarm, and gone.
Right.
Gone.
So, anyway, so you actually had to physically remove the bees to get them to leave the boat.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you just hit up underneath the top and bounced them up.
Hitting and... Yeah. I mean, you can just see black clouds.
Yeah, the first time she did it, all I saw was bees coming at me. They blew right back underneath. But, we had all kinds of sight. But
and he told me to do it again, so I did.
Bees, give me more bees!
I seemed to get rid of all of them. I was just surprised that out there, you would think they'd be inland, not out there in the middle of the water.
Yeah, well, because at that point, you're probably 2 miles from land. I mean, folks, when we're talking about the middle hole, it's to the middle east of the harbor. And I would say a good mile and a half to 2 miles from the east side of the harbor and probably 3 miles from the west side of the harbor. And I guess they thought you were an island. This was...
I don't know what
Boss,
it was.
Boss, plane! The plane, boss! He the boss, he come to the plane!
I mean, we know more than got anchored up and they started. So
yeah, they started right away.
Immediately, you know. And it had love bugs on the back of the boat immediately. You know, I'm going, looking around, what is this? You know?
Yeah, I that's crazy. But sharks and catfish and bees and love bugs, it's...
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And you can still say it was a good day. So.
Even though you were wounded. Now, speaking of wounded, how many times were you stuck?
At least five times.
You? On the hand, yeah. He was.
I have never had any problem with catfish my whole life. I've dealt with them up north. I've dealt with them down here. You know, occasional stick here and there, but it was just like they had it in for us yesterday. You know, payback or something.
Kamikaze right into Claudine's foot. And you got stuck five times in the hand?
Yeah.
Well, how's your hand? Hold it up.
Yeah, it's fine. I got one slice down here, but...
Yeah. Wow.
No, I don't have any.
Yeah, it didn't affect him at all, like it did me. But I think it hit deeper into my foot.
That and the foot's extremity that doesn't get as much blood as your hands do either, too. So that's why we're going to have to keep a real good eye on that.
Yeah. If it doesn't get better, go see Dave at the Medical Pavilion Walking Clinic.
Yeah.
Because antibiotics don't do anything for it unless they're the correct antibiotics.
Right.
It has to be the specific one because it's the Marinus tuberculosis something bacteria.
Right.
But oh, good.
Yeah, it's got a big, huge name. It's Marinus tuberculosis something. I can never remember the whole Latin name of it, but Dave knows which one prescribe for that. So because if it gets into the joint fluid, that's when it gets bad.
Yeah.
It really likes fluid in the joints of fingers, wrist, elbows, stuff like that, ankles.
That's first thing I worried about when we woke up this morning is her foot was going to be the size of a football, you know, but it wasn't, so
yeah,
but keep an eye on it.
And remember, don't put bleach on it, you know, as soon as possible.
I definitely will not.
So, okay. Anyway, I guess, I think we've covered your whole day of fishing trips there. I was, you know, it sounds like all in all, it was just a really good day.
Yeah. Boat ran great.
Yeah, wasn't boring, for sure.
Wasn't boring, I like that one. Let's see, I think I've got something here. I usually do this song and other ones, but it really seems kind of apropos on this one, and I don't know. You know, ever notice how if you're looking for something, you never find it?
Find it, yep.
Yes, it's kind of my whole, and I have no idea why it does that. Oh, goodness gracious, let me open this thing up where I can see something. But I really appreciate you guys, you know, coming on to explain your day on the water, because I think a lot of times what happens is people get out and they hear about all these radio programs and they don't understand there's a big difference between listening to a fishing guide explain their day.
Right.
You know, we caught 30 fish, or we did this, or we did that, and everything's all perfect in the land and fuzzy warm bunnies, and it's not about love bugs invading the front of the boat while the bees invade the back, while the catfish are sticking you and the sharks are biting and all that.
Right.
And it's kind of like 20 Upers on a pontoon boat. You know what I mean? So, I finally found that. So we're going to end this Cap Mike Fitzcharles and his wife Claudine and Fish and Frank in the chair. Thank you guys so much for...
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too.
The wife, she thinks I'm working.
Hang in there, man.
And the boss, he thinks I'm sick. It's a perfect day for fishing, drinking beer, and telling lies. It's a little bit like heaven. When you're fishing with the guys, it's a little bit like heaven. When you're fishing with the guys.
I got one. Okay, now we're actually off the air here.